I'm here in Des Moines at a come-and-go station where they've got a grand opening of their E85 pumps, and we've got Indy cars out here, and one of the sponsors of one of the Indy cars is Venom Energy Drinks, and I've got with me, first of all, tell me your name, where you're from.
Tom Iversay from Pleasant Hill, Iowa.
All right, Tom. First of all, I don't know a whole lot about your product. I'd love to just give me a short synopsis of what this product is and why people might want to give it a try.
Well, Venom is a product that is part of the portfolio for Dr. Pepper Snapple Company, and this is our entry into the energy category. It's been out about 3 years, and we have four flavors, added two new flavors last year, and our premier sponsorship property is the Venom race car.
Well, that car is on display, or at least a show version of it here, and you've got a lot of people looking at it. I know you've got samples here. How would you describe the value of having this, probably one of the fastest race cars there are in the world, or these Indy cars, and the audience that it brings to your company?
Well, it's an excellent opportunity for us to get the Venom name in front of a lot of different people. And having Marco Andretti as our driver was a good opportunity that the management of the company recognized and signed an agreement with him to sponsor the Venom race car, car number 26.
I'm going to be out at the race, so we'll be looking forward to seeing the action there. This is the only race that is running on American-made fuel, the ethanol here. Other races, it's Brazilian-sponsored, but there are some people who have said you might be able to take that ethanol and mix it with an energy drink. What do you think about that idea?
I actually haven't thought about that one. I know you can mix a lot of other things with it, but it's actually pretty good all by itself, too.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're out here at a pump promotion where Come and Go has done a grand opening for their new E85 station here in Des Moines. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.